This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 7:42 on Tuesday morning, man. Beautiful morning. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride into work. Got that thermos, that mug filled up with coffee or Mio, whatever Bo drinks, Monster, whatever it is going on out in those cups. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
I'm upset with my local Kroger, by the way.
Dang.
Dang. Had a girl, Allie.
I had to get one in there sometime.
did they stop selling Mio or what?
No, they still got Mio, but they're the last two times I've went, they've been out of Green Thunder Mio. Thunder Energy, and
it's the coming dye ban.
It ain't color. Here yet. They still have all the other stuff. So I had to do like the Crystal Light.
Oh man.
The packets with caffeine, and then like a couple of the packets have exploded or something in this box, and now I don't know, man. I'm just
what a mess.
Well, I'm guessing Green Thunder is your favorite flavor?
No, I rotate between Black Cherry Energy and Green Thunder Energy, so I can rotate between the two. And I can't rotate if I only have one.
Wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock at the top of the hour, man. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift if you want to get at us on Twitter. Questions that have been posed, Allie, are, number one, is Bo allowed to combine holidays in his household on gift-giving?
Because he's got Mother's Day, anniversary, push present, all the things happening in Amy's world.
Not to mention he'll now be buying kids gifts, for pork chop and all of that moving forward. I'm just straight up no. Also, Allie's top five list was songs that you have to move to. And so some of the answers she has gotten have been very interesting. If you want to respond to that list, she also said, what's the song that you have to sing along to?
What's the song you have to sing along to? Let us know at 929 Morning Shift. Yeah. And you can also call in during the wake-up call.
We'll get some of those answers on air if you guys want to tweet us in. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. We're going to get it mic'd up in a minute, but I'm already starting to get responses about best neighboring state to the state of Georgia. It's a passionate debate. So I'll talk to three Georgia locals. I'm always the outsider when it comes to this, and I am from a neighboring state, so we'll get into that in just a minute. Well, last night, A.J. Smith-Shawver was on the bump. And here's the thing. A.J. Smith-Shawver was down in the minor leagues. He's corrected a couple things from his windup. We went over that to begin the show at the 6 o'clock minute. At the 6 o'clock hour. Now I'm starting to wonder, and I was wondering this throughout the game last night, like what happens to the rotation when Spencer Strider comes back in the fold? I don't want to blow past what was last night because it was a very fun game to watch, but that was kind of what was in the back of my mind as a topic.
I love the fact that the dude went down, came back, and was lights out. Phenomenal. A.J. Smith-Shawver is – it feels like we're kind of figuring it out now pitching-wise. Elders had three good games. Shawver's had two back-to-back phenomenal games. And now that's where you're at. And then you have the stuff that happened, you know, with Callahan out there in the outfield where you're kind of the – you kind of finally get a call go your way, right? Finally, and I hate it because I really feel bad for the guy. Fourth or fifth game in the majors, and he breaks his wrist just going all out, or his forearm. So it kind of sucks. But I like, you know, what you said earlier about Shawver, and you know, you thought you kind of worked on some stuff. He was sent down to do something, is the way I feel. Everybody was kept talking about what happened. Why was he sent down? Right? Remember, Mike? We kept being asked that.
Yep.
And I just said, there's something they clearly saw that they said, go work on this where it won't hurt you. And I know that he talked about getting back to his roots with his fastball and relying on it. He talked about it, relying on it more. But whatever it was, they thought he was ready to come back, and now it's clicking.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And like I said earlier, we have to remind ourselves, and I had this conversation with Grant last night, I had to remind ourselves that this guy debuted 2 years ago and had only been pitching. He started pitching right before his senior year of high school. He's 20 years old when he debuts a couple of years ago, and he's still learning to do this. And he is now doing it at a very high level. And like I said, it leaves me asking questions about what the future of this rotation is. Here is Brian Snicker talking last night about how some of these guys at the bottom of the rotation are pretty good lately.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great because we didn't know. You know, you're talking about – you know, Bryce has been there before. He struggled last year, I think. You know, he was up and down, and we asked him to do a lot of things that just, you know, were hard for somebody to navigate. And, you know, how he's come on this year now, you know, he's had a nice little stretch here, right? You know, but, you know, we got a long way to go. So, we'll, you know, it's good for now. We'll see in 3 or 4 months where we're at, but no, it could be huge. I mean, I know that because it's like when you lose starting pitching like we have the last couple of years through free agency and injury and all, it's just so hard to replace that. And to have guys step up and do that could be huge for us.
Well, he sounded like a beaten man, didn't he?
Dude, I mean, I was just thinking
it's,
that.
It's great for now,
so
but you know, we'll see where we are. That's kind of like when you're in a relationship and you go through like an extended rough patch. And then you see another couple out, and they're like, man, you guys look like you're going getting along great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for now.
I saw your Instagram post, man. Yeah. Congrats.
We'll see how the night ends. I mean, I'm like seven deep. We'll see how this ends. You know, probably won't. She's seven deep. Won't yeah. No, it's funny. But he's right. And I sit here, and I was just doing math in my head. And, Mike, I can see you. So maybe you say it out loud or hold up a finger, either one. But I'm going to name – I'm gonna go by names, and you tell me how many we got at the end. We got Chris Sale.
Yeah.
You've got Grant Holmes.
Correct.
That's two. You've got Schwellenbach.
Correct.
You got Elder.
Correct.
So we're on four.
Right.
You've got AJ right now.
That's right.
And when Strider comes back.
Yep.
That's six.
Mm,
hear me out. Four. Strider's going to come back probably in June.
Right.
I know that. I think he was doing long toss the other day. Allie, correct me if I'm wrong. I know you know all the ups about the Braves, but I think he did a long toss the other day. I don't think he's thrown from a mound yet. And then he say he comes back in June and say that Elder and Holmes are doing, you know, 5-6 innings, couple runs a night. That's what you need from those guys.
Sure.
And AJ is not doing this, but he's – you know, he's giving you a little bit more stuff. Just go to a six-man rotation. Give Sale an extra day of rest during the dog days. Give Elder one. Give everybody an extra day during this stretch of the summer. And then when you get to September, hopefully you're in a pennant chase, or maybe, you know, you're solidified in a playoff spot by then. I don't know. You never know. But right now we'll say you're just in the race, and you've added some depth to the bullpen or whatever. But give those guys that time, and then you can kind of send one to the bullpen and kind of strengthen it with a five-man rotation, the best five. But to me, that makes sense because it worked last year.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that's – and you sent the clip yesterday of Chris Sale talking about, look, man, sometimes when I have a dip in velocity that, you know, it's one of those things where I don't know if I can do the 97 every single pitch over the course of 100 pitches during a start and 30 starts over the course of an entire season. Sometimes you have to send the reserves and not be max effort all the time. So that's something we'll definitely be keeping a tabs on. All right, guys, it's time for your favorite segment of the day. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Had some Buffalo's over the weekend. Phenomenal. Don't want to miss out on that. So I was having this conversation the other day, and I was like, I'm going to bring this to the air. Sometimes that just happens where you have a group thread going, number of other people, six or seven. So I have a group thread with some of my buddies that I actually played college football with. And one of the conversations that popped up, because we're from all over the place, we all ended up in Tuscaloosa for, you know, to play college football at Alabama. I'm from Florida. Mm-hmm. There's one guy in there that's from Georgia. There's another guy that's from Knoxville, Tennessee, and another one that's from the Charlotte area. All right, nobody in there from South Carolina, but nonetheless, I digress. The conversation then got, what is the best one of all these states? And I got to tell you, I live in Georgia. I love Georgia. I'm from Florida. I went to school in Alabama. So obviously Georgia, kind of the center of all these states in the middle of the Southeast. And then the conversation for me became, what is the best neighboring state to the state of Georgia? Now, I think there's a couple of ways to go about this topic. And I'll ask you guys before I kind of get to what I came to. But like, you have to ask yourself, what is the highlight of each state? All right. For me, the highlight of each state, obviously just as a topic, college football, but location-wise, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Alabama, definitely the highlight. You go down to Florida, a lot of people are going to visit Florida for the beaches, obviously, just like they would in Alabama, but you also have Disney World, which I just recently went to. Swing over, guys, and follow me up this, counterclockwise. South Carolina, you're going to go, oh, man, Charleston's great.
Right.
You know, Charleston's awesome. Love the shore over there. There's a number of different things in South Carolina. They're good. You get over to the Charlotte area, North Carolina, some of the other things going on. There's also mountains and beaches when you talk about North Carolina. And then the Tennessee folks are straight up throwing at me, like, oh, it's great. Smoky Mountain, and then in Nashville, Dollywood, Nashville, all that other stuff. I, to be honest, I had a hard time kind of coming up with a summation of which one is the best neighboring state to the state of Georgia. I don't know if you guys have a highlight of all those states that you think is one of the best things that stands out about neighboring states, but it was hard for me to kind of come up with one. And all three of you guys are Atlanta natives and Georgia natives, so I think it's fair to ask all three of y'all where you stand on this topic.
Well, I would tell you that I think the best state neighboring Georgia is Florida.
Wow.
I mean, they've got a lot of beaches. I mean, the whole state's almost a beach.
Really?
Yeah. You got the Daytona Super Speedway.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, there's Disney World.
Yeah.
That some people like. Tampa Bay is an awesome city, and they got some cool things
That's
going
fair.
On there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only thing bad about really the state of Florida is that middle part where, like, Orlando's in and stuff.
Or the Everglades, I guess. You know, nobody's doing much down in the Everglades.
The Everglades is cool, man. That's, like, nature and stuff.
Oh, it's scary stuff. That's very scary, swampy stuff. But if you have driven across Florida, it's the worst drive.
Dude, it's
of
so
your
bad.
Life. It's just terrible. You forgot about a highlight, though, of Uh-oh. North Carolina.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I think it's all dependent. Like, Florida, I think, for families, great.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Well, I'm in the dink situation.
Yes,
so
dude.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't walk 5 feet without finding a brewery. If you want to be touristy, you can go to the Biltmore. I ran a half marathon in Asheville, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, that city is just so cool.
Yeah, the Biltmore's fine. I'm trying to remember the name of the really nice hotel that Lindsay and I stayed at like a year ago over there.
We went to the Biltmore.
Yeah. What is the... Anyways, go ahead, Dylan, because I'm trying to think of the name of the place. We stayed at like the nicest hotel ever over there in Asheville, but it wasn't the Biltmore.
I've actually... Simone and her family and I and myself, we took a little vacation to Asheville. We did Christmas in Asheville. That's what it was. We did Christmas in Asheville. It was amazing. It was cold as all get out.
That's actually,
but it was nice though. We did not. We stayed in the Airbnb.
Did you do the?
No, my bad. I forgot about the Biltmore. You could tour and all that for a second. Yeah. No, we did. We did not do the Biltmore.
No,
stuff.
We stayed in Airbnb.
I forgot about that.
No, we
My
stayed
bad.
Out in Cashers.
Right. Anywho, to answer the question, it was tough for me between – I really like – Tennessee's a neighboring state, right?
Yes.
So I was going to – I had to think about geography for a second.
Yeah, bro.
I really like Chattanooga.
Segment's not going well for you, brother.
I know. It's all down the hill. Let
I
me
really
bring
like
it back.
Chattanooga. Yeah, go ahead.
I like Chattanooga a lot. Simone and I went there for a little vacation. It was really fun.
Sneaky cool town.
But I will say this, because I've been to Asheville and other parts of North Carolina, and Simone's and her family's from North Carolina. Wow. I'll have to go to North Carolina.
You know, it's amazing that you'll ride or die for her on North Carolina, yet she went to she went to Kendrick Lamar last night.
Wow.
You know,
your arch rival?
He is.
In Philly.
And she did
in
but
Philly.
She
went to see your arch rival in your favorite team stadium.
And that's not my favorite team stadium, first of all. And I'm actually glad she went to the one in Philly, because if she went to Atlanta, she would try to drag me along, and I would have had to tell her no, because I'm not going into the Ops presence and the
can
Ops
I,
concert.
Can I be real? I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, go ahead.
Fun,
gotta go to
but Would you have put your foot down on that?
I absolutely would have. I've not been caught dead at a Kendrick Lamar concert.
But he didn't put his foot down and wearing the Eagle sweater that one time. Anyways, we got to go.
Maybe
I
lost the
bet,
shirt.
And I was being a good boyfriend. But
we got to go to break.
I digress.
Do you want to give him one more time what our wake-up call topics are coming up at the top of the hour?
Yes, what song do you have to sing along to? And then is it okay that Bo is rolling together all these holidays that deserve gifts, like anniversary, the birth of his child,
yes,
and then also Mother's Day. Amy's first Mother's Day.
Yes.
And he's rolling all those presents.
It's his anniversary today, and he hits us with this morning. I'm going to go get her a card later this afternoon. Meathead. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Roll along with us here. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.